Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh my God, it's the leader of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the little baby Omicron and the grandbaby Omicrons are pretty fit. And they're pretty high-tech in terms of being able to outsmart things that its parent Omicron or its predecessors, Delta and Alpha, were able to accomplish. And as much as I want to believe that variants will eventually become weaker, die out, and be done, we're getting some data that's looking at how these guys are figuring out how to be smarter. And some of you have kind of questioned, how is that? Don't variations and mutations and translocations of genes, you know, completely make these things inert or inexistensible, if that's a word I could use? But no, I think what it is maybe some of these mutations are actually strengthening their viability. And so we're being told that we're going to be bracing for another surge in the summer of COVID. And I know, don't kill the messenger. I don't think it's going to be a big nasty wave. I'm thinking the waves are getting milder and milder, but apparently public officials are like, you don't understand. These can get stronger. And I know there's a big debate and controversy over our public officials trying to keep up the heat, keep up the fear, you know, to hold our attention. I do believe that there is that potential that these things can start to get a little smarter. And, you know, we've seen that with flu. Flu's been around for years. All of a sudden, there's a swine flu, and that hits us hard. So even though I think the probability and the statistics point towards mutations and weaknesses weakening a virus, there is that potential for the good mutations to stick and the good mutations to solidify its place in the, you know, evolutionary tree and keep them strong. So currently we're undergoing the whole baby Omicron or stealth. I don't even like the term stealth, so I call it baby Omicron, the BA2. The BA1 was the Omicron that kicked most of our butts despite us being vaccinated in January. And they're saying cases are upwards, at least 50% up from the previous week in Washington, Mississippi, Georgia, Maine, Hawaii, South Dakota, Nevada, and Montana. They say in New York, according to CNN, more than a quarter of the state's population is in a country with a high COVID community level. Remember I said New York had upgraded to a medium? Some are going up to high. Average daily hospitalizations are up about 10% since last week. Thank God this isn't as severe as previous, but people are ending up in the hospital. And I got to be honest with you guys. So some of you might sadly, you know, not do that well. I wish the virus was a very predictable one where, look, it's going to cause a runny nose. Now, it's going to cause a little bit of a cold. But as we said, for some, it completely decimates their immune system, their lungs. For others, it ends up being sniffles. So this variant, oh, now they're calling it a spinoff. I like baby. So there's not only your baby Omicron, but then there's grandbaby Omicron, the BA2.121. They say that's a spinoff of the baby or stealth Omicron or the grandbaby subvariant that was first seen in New York State in April. It is now growing about 25% faster than its parent virus. It now accounts for nearly 37% of all cases across the U.S. So we are working on grandbaby Omicron right now. They said that the baby Omicron accounted for 62% of all the cases. That's going down. So you think, all right, it's going down, but now the new one is rising. So, you know, there are some other ones. We have subvariant BA4, BA5. These are popping up as well. So we have other grandbabies. You know, you know they're going to be competing. They're going to be competing for who could get the host. Whoever could get the host can multiply. They could jump on and get more hosts. If another host is already occupied with another Omicron, it's rare to get two Omicrons at the same time, but it can. But my problem with all of this is we're supposed to be after a wave going through months. Remember after the wild type, we had a little bit of a break, and then a few months passed, and then started to surge another one. It seems to me that these waves are coming a little faster. I mean, we just got over Omicron in January, February. Just for me to diagnose people with COVID again. And get this, I had one patient yesterday who tested positive in April 1. She tested positive March 31st, April 1, had symptoms. She improved. She starts getting symptoms again and tests positive again. Now, you can sometimes test positive for months, but I can't explain why she has this encore, why she's getting sick all over again. Are they double infecting? Do they just not care? Are we looking at a virus that really doesn't give a damn about our vaccine immunity or our natural immunity, and they're different enough to cause symptoms? I don't know. Or are these variants so super powerful that somebody without any immunity, you know, is dying, but since most of us have some sort of immunity since we've been living with this for 3 years, it doesn't hit that hard? I don't know. So there is a study looking right now at BA4 and BA5 gaining ground. They can escape antibodies generated from previous infections caused by the first daddy Omicron, BA1, or mommy Omicron. Yeah, we want to be non-gender specific here. And the variant responsible for the huge wave. I don't know if Omicron, you know how they call, you know, the sea a woman or a storm? They go, oh, there she blows. And most of the time they like to, you know, kind of throw that female moniker onto things that just raise holy hell. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure many of you guys are hitting the nearest Rite Aid to get some Claritin or Allegra or Flonase or anything for these allergies. And boy, is allergy season bad. Pollen's up. Tree pollen, grass pollen, flower pollen, winds up. And I thought it would be a great idea to get Dr. Summer Curley on to talk to us about what's going on this allergy season. She is Rite Aid Vice President of Clinical Services. Dr. Curley, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow. Okay, yeah, so sorry about my voice. You can tell I'm hit with allergies. Talk to us about, how many people are hit up with these horrible allergies?
Allergies are common in both kids and adults, and up to 50% of the population has some sort of allergic disorder. this could be seasonal, which is oftentimes this time of year, kind of our March through May months. But it can be caused by pet dander and food allergies as well. So, again, it's really dependent upon the area you live in as to which pollen counts are the highest, whether it be caused by tree or grass.
So true. You know, and I'm glad you're raising awareness because I'll have parents call in saying, oh, you know, their kids are coughing and sneezing. They got some pink eye, but it's allergies. And sometimes it's COVID, and there is a distinct difference between the two. Talk to us about some of the symptoms you see.
So, you know, you think about the watery, itchy eyes, that's normally going to be a symptom of an allergy, right? When you start getting the headache, fatigue, temperatures, that's going to lean more toward potentially COVID. So that's why it's so important when you don't know what the trigger is or if it's COVID to get tested. There's over-the-counter test kits available widely now to ensure that your child isn't a positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there, they have their favorite go-to, a Claritin or Allegra or a Zyzal or medication, but there are alternative treatments out there, and you're a PharmD, and so you're more versed on that than I am. What sort of alternative treatments can people go to if they don't want to go to the pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are a lot of over-the-counter traditional medications available, but sometimes either they're not working or you want to try something else. So simple, like the saline nasal irrigation products that can be bought, like a neti pot, that's an option. Essential oils, so spearmint, peppermint, or even eucalyptus oil are options for those that have the congestion. And most people don't think about it, but acupuncture can help with allergic symptoms as well. Mm-hmm. But what I always like to say is don't forget the lifestyle modifications. Those are just as important. Pull your hair back if you have long hair. Wear sunglasses when you're outside so it doesn't get in your eyes. And I always say to take a shower before you go to bed. You don't want to take the pollen to bed with you.
So true, so true. Where I live, I come home, I take the shower, I roll up the car windows. I want to open things up to fresh air, but sometimes things blow in. Do you like HEPA filters? Do you like, you know, having those in certain rooms of the house?
Filters can work well, depending on, you know, I often say, too, if you have pets and they sleep in your bedroom, that'd be a perfect place for a filter.
Oh, my gosh. I got too many pets. You know, we're speaking to Summer Curley, Dr. Summer Curley, Rite Aid Vice President of Clinical Services. So one mistake I make is I have to travel to New York or Chicago, right? And I'm not having allergies today. So I don't think to prep. You know, what are some travel tips you give patients?
So before you travel, you need to understand what the pollen count is in the area that you're traveling to. So you can easily find that information out on the Weather Channel or the Weather Bug app. Look at those pollen counts. Be prepared. Take your medications with you. And as soon as you start having symptoms, start taking the medication.
Absolutely. It's a very frustrating time, and many people feel that allergies could also spread COVID. Are you seeing any data where people sneezing and coughing with allergies could potentially, even if asymptomatic to COVID, spread it?
So if you're just suffering from allergies, you're not going to be spreading COVID, right? COVID is a virus, but with that said, it's still important if you don't know if you have COVID or not, wash your hands. If you're sneezing, use proper etiquette. Sneeze into your arm, cough into your arm. Wash your hands in those cases so that you're not spreading germs.
I love it. Okay, in the final minute, any other information you want to give our listeners?
Talk to your physician, talk to your pharmacist, talk to your local Rite Aid pharmacist. If you have any questions about products that could help you during allergy season, go to RiteAid.com. We have lots of products that can help. And if you have a Rite Aid in your area, we deliver, and you can pick up a buy online and pick up in store.
Absolutely. People don't realize your delivery option. And by the way, quick shout out to Rite Aid, because when my son was having nosebleeds, And Rite Aid ordered some eucalyptus oil for my child, and it seemed to help. It stopped his allergies, stopped his nosebleeds, and you guys were there for our family. So we really appreciate you. Dr. Curley, thank you and your team so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I'm not good with medications. I'm honest with you. I got Claritin at home. I have, I think, Singulair. Singulair is also a medicine. The Montelukast has we use for allergies. I've gotten my Kenalog shots. But the one thing I wanted to tell you guys that I want to bring up, now that Dr. Curley's off air, is I'm just noticing allergies are a little different. They're starting to be more recalcitrant. I used to get a Kenalog shot, you know, a 40-milligram shot in the tushy. And you guys know I got plenty of tushy that can, you know, that can hold the shot. And that used to be enough for allergy season. And I don't know about you guys, and I'd like to hear from you. Are you noticing that whatever you used to use for allergies just isn't cutting it anymore? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So local pollen counts, there is a site, and I'll post this on my website. There is a site for you to look up local pollen counts. It could just be more growth. I'd like to actually map it and see if pollen is higher, and is that why our allergies seem to be more bothersome, more severe, lasting longer? The problem is where I live is they're ripping out a lot of plants and grass and things like that. So I don't know necessarily if it's that. I also wonder if it's because our bodies have just gone through hell the last couple of years. But personally, I really think what we need to do is figure out what it is we're allergic to. For some of us, it's dust. For some of us, it's tree pollen. For some of us, it's mold. One of my friends, she had a fully carpeted house, suffered with headaches, suffered from allergies. They took out the carpet and they put in tile. Now, tile was rough for me to have because I have two boys that would always run and slip and fall, so at least carpet helped a little bit. But I think many of us get sick from our own carpet. And just to kind of recap, colds differ from allergies in that a cold, you start to feel the malaise, you could feel warm, kind of feverish, your body gets achy, there's a little bit of color or thickness to your secretions in your eyes and your nose, you know, and your cough. Whereas allergies, you know, the nasal discharge is very clear. Your eyes are more watery and itchy as opposed to goopy. The allergies are also more cyclical, where you get up in the morning, you're like, I feel good, and then all of a sudden you just start sneezing. As opposed to being sick with COVID or a cold, it's just, I mean, you're feeling like crud, you know, kind of similarly throughout the days. You know, the sputum, people will say, oh, man, I'm coughing up green stuff, so I need an antibiotic. Green stuff doesn't necessarily mean bacteria. Pus could, you know, if you're coughing up pus or sneezing that out. But sometimes you could be having a virus and it be green. But we don't see that with allergies. And then the sore throat is a biggie. I'm getting calls so over and over again with sore throats. Sore throats from allergies are dry and scratchy. A sore throat from a cold or COVID or strep or Coxsackie virus is more is much more severe. It interferes with your swallowing. You feel like it's swollen, and those are some of the differences. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The European Commission on Wednesday announced plans for a phased ban on all Russian oil by the end of the year. Russia is the world's second largest crude oil producer, and Europe is very reliant on Russian oil, gas, and coal. The Commission, which is the executive branch of the European Union, has also proposed disconnecting from Sberbank. That's Russia's largest bank. In an effort to save lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed into law a measure modeled after Texas heartbeat legislation that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Quote, I am proud to sign SB 1503, end quote. Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday. President Trump's endorsement gave Vance a 10% lead to his closest competitor at the polls. It should be noted Trump went 77-0 in Ohio and Illinois. USA Radio News. The Los Angeles Police Department is reporting officers responded to an incident at the Hollywood Bowl around 10:45 last night. A man armed with a gun and a knife was taken into custody. Video from the event show a man jumping on stage and trying to tackle comedian Dave Chappelle.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up with a sheriff's hat.
Dave, shortly after the incident, appeared unharmed. The attacker left in an ambulance. Amazon is pulling back some of its grocery stores. Katie Lewis reports.
Amazon announced it will shutter six of its Whole Foods stores in the U.S. The impacted stores are in Montgomery and Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, the Englewood and DePaul neighborhoods of Chicago, and Brookline, Massachusetts. The Englewood location is expected to close in the next few months, while the other five stores are expected to close by Friday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're still following what's been going on with these hepatitis viral cases. And thus far, we've had at least 228 cases across the world in 20 different countries. That doesn't seem like a large number, but there's at least 50 suspected cases that are still under investigation. At least now 18 of these children have required liver transplants. One has died. So many people are trying to figure out what the heck this could be, what would be triggering this severe liver inflammation. So we don't think it's the regular hepatitis viruses like A, B, C, D, E, because these regular hepatitis viruses you could very easily pick up on blood tests. You could pick up antibodies. You could pick up, we're able to verify that. Those have been very quickly ruled out. We don't believe it's a COVID vaccine side effect because the kids have been too young to have received the COVID vaccine. They are probably looking at other vaccines that might have been given. But what's interesting is, remember, this is kind of global. So when we had this cluster of kids in Alabama originally, this isn't something that's very unique to just America. This is global. We've seen it in Israel. There's cases in UK, I believe, Ireland, Italy. So if, you know, for them to be giving the exact same type of, you know, medications or the exact same lots or exact same, it's, you know, so we don't think it's a medication issue. What they do believe it might be is this adenovirus 41. And this adenovirus 41 is a virus that is notorious for GI issues, but it's usually mild. And so what ends up happening is they get a little bit of vomiting, they get a little bit of, you know, diarrhea, their appetite is down, and then usually the adenovirus dies off after a few days, moves on, and you're done. But with this, we have some kids where actually their liver is being injured. And how we know it's a hepatitis is because when we do a blood test, the liver enzymes are high. But what I find very interesting is in this one study, the CDC had released their findings of the 9 initial cases reported in Alabama. This doesn't include some of the cases in California or Wisconsin. That some of these kids started with an upper respiratory symptom. So they initially had vomiting, diarrhea, upper respiratory symptoms. And I can't tell you how many calls I get, and they, you know, oh, I think my kid has allergies. They're coughing and sneezing. Or I think my kid has COVID. Call us in some COVID medication. Well, we can't really use the COVID medication on kids right now, and or the one in antibiotic. But, you know, my concern is many children have been diagnosed over the phone through telemedicine with something mild, something, you know, something that might not be what it is. Then, because this seemed to progress in some kids, they ended up showing up at the hospital, but their skin was yellow and their eyes were yellow. So when the researchers looked at what was a common thread, they found this adenovirus 41 to be in all the specimens of all the cases that they tested on. But there was also Epstein-Barr virus. There were enteroviruses, rhinoviruses, metapneumoviruses. There were some other viruses. Also, these kids tested positive for. Now, that doesn't shock me, because we are exposed to a whole slew of things. I mean, all it is these days is, you know, coronavirus. There's human coronavirus. There's the coronavirus 19, and now the variants like the Omicron and the baby Omicron and now the grandbaby Omicron. There's rhinoviruses, which is a common cold virus, enteroviruses. But the thing that is concerning us is, are these viruses that have always been with us, and these children are now more susceptible because they were locked up? Or is it that we have a new MUNR virus? So we need to decide, is this a virus that has been in a lab? Is it a virus that has been tinkered with? Is it a virus that might have been studied and accidentally leaked? Is it a virus that's been mutating? Is it a virus that has tried to outcompete with COVID, so it had to evolve and learn how to be smarter? Is this, you know, well, yeah, they tested positive for the virus, but there's something else affecting these kids' livers. I mean, my kids have been exposed to so many more chemicals in the last few years than they have their whole lives. Now, I'm not saying I didn't clean my house before. I did clean my house. But everywhere they go, there's sanitizer, there's spraying, there's aerosols. There's, wait a second, before you sit in the chair here, let me spray this down. So you almost also wonder is if some of these kids are being exposed to too many chemicals. Nobody likes to talk about that. What we've done during COVID is completely do an about-face on the environment. And we have all these paper masks. We have all these little looped masks that get littered, or they get stuck in coral, or birds are getting kind of trapped into. We're spraying things that could affect our ozone. We're sitting in cars and idling, so we aren't going inside. And so you almost wonder if that there might be a, you know, who knows, that there might be another leak. So what I've been warning parents is what you need to do is you need to look out for nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, upper respiratory symptoms, poor appetite. Some may have a fever, some might not. But again, don't just go to telemedicine. Right? And don't let somebody diagnose you over the phone, you know, or on video, you know, as this is definitive. Most of us doctors say, look, this is our best guess, but keep your eye out. And worsening symptoms of this hepatitis is worsening abdominal pain, yellow eyes, where the whites of the eyes are looking yellow, yellow skin. If you can't tell if your kid's kind of looking a little yellow, check their palms will look yellow. Maybe take a picture of your kid, all right, in the same light, and then, you know, take another picture the next day. If at all they're having severe headache, if at all they're having severe fatigue, those could also be serious signs. And I bring that up because some of these kids that got affected, sadly, ended up having an encephalitis. So our guests are here now, and we're going to talk about how many women have postponed or delayed going to the doctor for their annual checkups. And Dr. Nkechi Azee, Vice President of Clinical Development at Synexis, is here, as well as Barbara Den. Hi, Nurse Barbara. How you doing? And hi, Dr. Azee. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Hi. Dr. Dahlia, it's so great to be with you again. I'm here with Dr. Nkechi Azee. Oh, my gosh. I've said this so many times to Dr. Azee. And I'm Barb Dean, and we're here on behalf of Synexis to talk to you about women's health. Thanks.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we're coming up at the end of the segment, so we'll try to get as much in. Talk to us about what you've noticed in terms of women and missing certain milestones with their care.
Well, during the pandemic, it's really understandable that 40% of women delayed their typical health care, their pap smears, their mammograms, their annual checkups. But guess what? They were also delaying talking to their health care providers about those very bothersome vaginal infections that never seem to go away. But you know what? It's Women's Health Awareness Month. We're coming up on Mother's Day, so let's turn that around and let's refocus on women's health.
I love it. Dr. Azee, you are Vice President of Clinical Development of Medical Affairs at Synexis. Talk about what you do.
Well, Dr. Dahlia, I serve as an internal consultant to the company, so I help them design the trials to prove that a drug works in different medical conditions. And it happens that the first one we chose to work on was preventing and treating these yeast infections, because as a woman, I recognize how impactful the disease is on women's health and quality of life. And so it's with great pleasure that I'm here to tell my fellow women that we finally have an alternative approved for the treatment of yeast infections.
Especially the chronic ones. Can you, we're on break already. Can you hold on and we'll try to talk after the break?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All right,
you
guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're celebrating Women's Health Awareness Month, which reminds a lot of us women, we got to get our acts together and, you know, we take care of everybody, time to take care of ourselves. We do have some interesting news. The FDA this week had approved the first of its kind medication to help treat chronic vaginal yeast infections. VIVJOA, or ostaseconazole, is a huge, huge development in terms of women who suffer from chronic yeast infections. And as many of you gentlemen know, if your partner is female and they suffer from chronic yeast infections, it affects you. Sometimes you could get balanitis. It could affect your sex lives. It could affect a lot of things from a relationship standpoint. So our guests are Dr. Aziz from Synexis, as well as Nurse Barb. Thank you guys for staying on on the line with us. And Dr. Azier was going to talk to us about this new development. Thank you, Dr. Azier.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. You know, Dr. Azier has devoted her entire life to curing infectious diseases, and yet we both know that for the last 20 years, sometimes when we prescribe medication for a yeast infection, it doesn't work for everyone, does it?
No. That's correct. And it's really exciting times in women's health, particularly for the women who have vaginal yeast infection. You know, there hasn't been any advancement in this area in the prior 20 years, but thank goodness in the last 2 years during the pandemic, there has been significant advancements made in this area. You know, previously we had the same type of medicine that had the same way of working, whether you're getting over-the-counter medicine or prescription medicine. And when you have an infection that doesn't respond to those types of medicine, then you are on your own and you have to suffer. But finally, there is hope in the horizon. And, you know, recently in the last year, there has been some improvements and new alternatives, as you mentioned, introduced to treat yeast infections that occur in women.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have now with telemedicine, although it offers amazing advantages for people to have access, and I'm licensed in 12 states, so I could talk to people in Alabama, Mississippi. A big concern I have is many people with chronic yeast infections don't realize that could be a sign of diabetes. It could be a sign of HIV. So please keep in mind, ladies, if you do suffer from chronic yeast infections, you've got to get yourself checked out and you've got to get it, you know, make sure you get an exam.
Absolutely. And when we think about that, there's been a lot of advancements, hasn't there?
Correct. And Dr. Dahlia, it's important to note that we have new products approved for the treatment of vaginal yeast infections, and recently one that's approved for reducing the incidence of these infections. So it's good time to talk to your doctor about the yeast infections because there are new alternatives for you to be considered for.
Absolutely. Now, May being Women's Health Awareness Month, one of the huge things we highlight is when a male gets heart disease, they might present differently than when a female does. And so women might think their hearts are okay because they're not having the typical chest pain, they're not having the typical left arm pain, but they might have other symptoms like nausea, dizziness, shortness of breath. Can you talk to us about what women need to look for in terms of their hearts?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought this up, Dr. Dahlia, because women's symptoms are different. They may just feel nauseated or fatigued. They may be having some sweating. If there's anything that's different, anything at all that's different, do talk to your healthcare provider, whether it's about your heart or your bladder infections or you're worried about diabetes or you're having recurrent vaginal infections that never seem to go away, this is the time to talk to your healthcare provider. You can also go to www.yourvhealth.com. Dr. Dahlia, what do you think V stands for?
Probably vagina.
Oh, yes, it does. So yourvhealth.com has a lot more information. And my message really is don't let embarrassment or fear keep you from talking to a healthcare provider about any condition that you're worried about.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Nurse Barbara Dent, who's been on our show, and she's fantastic, and Dr. Nkechi Azia, Vice President of Clinical Development of Synexis. One final thing I want to say before we go that we could quickly touch upon is because women usually go to the doctor for gynecological issues or obstetrical issues, there seems to be this accidental ignorance that we have other body parts. It's not just about our breasts. It's not just about gyne. We have arthritis. We get osteoporosis. We have heart disease, lung disease, goiters, cholesterol. And I think a lot of women don't get their blood pressure or cholesterol looked at because they're so focused on the vagina and the gynecological aspects. Can you two kind of touch upon how Women's Health Awareness Month, just like Men's Health Awareness Month, similar illnesses we need to address?
Well, everything's connected, right? So if you're not getting enough sleep, you may feel like you have brain fog. You may feel a little bit depressed. If you don't eat well, right, it does impact you. And Dr. Nkechi, what else would you like to impart to women?
I think that if you're feeling off or any pains or discomfort, that you really should discuss these with your healthcare provider. And the regular routine preventative checkups is very important. Ladies, it's May, at least in this month, we are allowed or we are allowed, given permission, to focus on ourselves. Please talk to your healthcare provider and have your whole body check out from head to toe, because sometimes you may have the silent killers like high blood pressure or high cholesterol or some hidden kidney or liver disease that you need to be checked out for and would not detect until it's far gone if you don't look for them.
I mean, after all, we take care of everyone else, right? We make sure that our kids and our parents get their health appointments, but sometimes we're not even on the list. So it's time during Women's Health Awareness Month to put yourself on the list and try to get to the top of the list at least once this month to take care of your own health care.
So true, so true. For Mother's Day, I'm getting my mom a colonoscopy. So she's not going to like that, but that's what she's getting. Ladies, thank you so, so much for all you do. How can my listeners find out more information about what you do and your institutions?
So for more information, please do visit yourvhealth.com. That's www.yourvforvaginalhealth.com. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. It's great talking to you as always.
Exactly. We've got to keep our vaginas happy, definitely. All right, guys. Thank you for being there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, some of you guys are squirming, not because of the whole vaginal infection thing, but because Mother's Day's coming. So you guys are probably like, oh, God, we got to deal with Mother's Day. I know. Yeah, I lost my father. And so, that you know, it was really hard losing my father because, you know, he was my daddy. But what was even harder was that, you know, now I have technically, you know, more time to focus on my mom, which is something you should do. I mean, you know, they're your mom, but, you know, for my mom, sadly, most of our conversations are, you know, how's your health? What are you doing? Are you getting this checked? Are you doing this? If you do this, you know, you sure you don't want to get a psych eval? You know. But just to kind of, I apologize, we're having some echo here. Just to quickly close on this, one of you wants to know about this medication. The FDA is called VIVJOA. I'll try to provide a link. I usually talk about these things or write about them. So it'll be under the latest FDA updates. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.